Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Leinishmas Avi Moria, Rav Hillel ben Meir, Chalmechel, Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. We are in Mizmor Pei Aleph of Sefer Tehillim. And in Mizmor Pei, we asked Hashem to save us from the Golos. Well, Mizmor Pei Aleph talks about the salvation, which gets rid of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that sense, it needs a commemoration. First of all, Hashem took off the burden. And second, he wants us to go ahead and celebrate and recall that every single year. Now, this is supposed to be, says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, this Tehillim was supposed to accompany the Karbanos on Rosh Hashanah. It also serves as the Shir Shoyom for Thursday. And so, therefore, we begin as follows. L'manatzech al gitit la'asaf. This is the L'manatzech that's used on the gitit, which is an instrument that was manufactured in Kiryat Gat, in the city of Gat. Rashi also holds that when we say Gitit, it's a reference to the wine press, the Asaf, and also gathers people in. Harninu leilukimu zenu hariu leiluke Yaakov. Bring out joyous song to Hashem. Rosh Hashanah, Hashem showed us He was our koach. Right, because he no longer allowed the Mitzrayim to go ahead and enslave us, and this caused a joyous song. Harninu it implies don't just celebrate in seclusion; let it also bring out the joyous melodies to others. Gemara says that's why this is the Shir Shal Yom of Yom HaChamishi. On the fifth day, Hashem made the birds and the fish; they bring joy to the world. And so, when people observe the colorful birds and the fish, they get awed by the tremendous scope of Hashem's ability, and they praise Him with song. When you go to the aquarium or the aviary, right, a person should stop and be inspired to recite these Tehillim. Hari Lelokei Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu gets singled out, because when he went to Mitzrayim, that's when the 210 years began. And so during that period in time, Yaakov called out to Hashem when they were all they were all distressed, says the Radak. Su zimra usnu tof kinona imim navel. Pick up a song, sound the tof, make music to Hashem in every possible way. And so the Gemara in Erchin deals with the question of, is tof or a navel the same? Is a kinor and a navel the same or not? Tiku b'chode shofar b'kesed le'yom chagenu kichok li'yisrael u'mishpat le'lokei Yaakov. Blow the shofar when we renew the moon. The Radak explains the first day of the month is called Chodesh because the newness of the moon is Chadash. It looks like it's brand new. And Kesel Yom Chagenu, at the time appointed, the Kesa is an appointed time, follows Rashi's opinion, but others point out that it also refers to the word Mechusa, or covered. All other Yamim Tovim occur when the most of the moon is visible. Rosh Hashanah is at a point where everything is covered. Kichok Lisol Hu Mishpat. The shofar sound on Rosh Hashanah, not because of a custom, right, but because Hashem said, this is the Chok, Lelokei Yaakov, you blow the shofar, right? It's a fixed period. And Mizonosov, the Gemara in Be'ah adds that Mizonosov, Shel Adam Ketsuvo Slomi Rosh Hashanah, at Rosh Hashanah, our salaries get fixed from day to day. Edis Biosef Samo Betzesol Eretz Mitzrayim Svasla Yadati Eshma. A testimony for Yosef, he imposed it when he went over the land of Mitzrayim. On Rosh Hashanah, Rashi points out, Yosef was taken out of prison, and he was brought before Paro to interpret his dreams. And so if a person is worthy, the Rosh Hashanah, he also gets out of his situation. Now, he's referred to as Yehosef, and when the wife of Potiphar tried to seduce him, he called out to Hashem, so Hashem added the letter Hey. Hashem recognized him, he recognized Hashem put it on him. Warren Soto also adds another reason why the letter Hey was put there, because Paro was so blown away by Yosef's wisdom, and he wanted to put Yosef to the position of viceroy, and they say, well, wait a second, you have to know Shivim Lashon, to be in a position of power. So the Malach Gavriel tried to teach Yosef all 70 languages, and the Malach couldn't do it until he put the letter Hey from Hashem's name to Yosef's hand. Then Yosef got inspired, and he figured out the spirituality of each and every language. Soon he knew all Shivim Lashon. And that's what we learn within the process. And the Radak says this that it's a reference to all of us. Vasli adati esh vasirosi mishet sebel shechmo, from the burden that he took off his shoulder. The Radak points out that on Rosh Hashanah, B'nai Yisrael were no longer required to build the Ma'ari Miskenos. Kapav midud tavorna, I let his hands pass from the kettle. Rashi says that that refers to the menial kitchen work that the slaves used to have to do. Betzarah karasa v'chaltzeka, in distress, you called out and I released you. The Pasuk says when B'nai Yisrael cried out, Hashem answered them, En chabasei seram, I answered you with the thunder. When you hid, you cried out to me in privacy in your hearts, but I responded thunderously and very much in public, which is like the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. The mouth is very small, the other opening is very wide. When Hashem hears a small request, he amplifies it into a large tefillah. Evchancha v'al mei meriva sel, I tested you at mei meriva. Shmami va'ida bach, so listen to Am Yisrael, I'll test you. After you come to the realization that I perform these miracles and I perform these chasadim, you should pay attention to what I say, says Rashi. Right? Yisrael Tishmali, Radak says, I can tell you, if you listen to me, all will be very good. Right? And if you make it your business to follow through, it'll all work out well. Lo yebachal zar, v'lo tishtachav el nechar. Don't go ahead and follow other nations. Idols, etc. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Malchem Eretz Mitzrayim. I'm the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. Harchei Picha Amaleu. If you open up your mouth, I'll fill it up. Ask of me whatever you want. I'll fill every request. Ibn Ezra says, as long as you listen to me, says the Radak. Then you'll never know what it means to want something or to hunger for something or thirst for something, right? But unfortunately, when I took them out and I gave them the opportunity, they didn't listen to my words. So Am Yisrael wasn't interested in me. So them, go ahead, do what you want. I let them go follow whomever they wanted. If they only would have just listened, Rashi says, Hashem is crying out. He says, I wish you would have only listened. I would be able to get rid of their enemies and flip it right around into my hands. Those who hate Hashem, right? They lied to him. If Am Yisrael would listen to Hashem, the tormentors would be considered those who hate God, and they would be condemned to suffering, and they would lie in an effort to deny their guilt. And they would say that they didn't do anything wrong. Vayitam liolam, so their destiny would be forever. Vayachileu mechilav hita, when Am Yisrael obeys Hashem, he would take care of them handsomely. He fed them with man; it was more better than cream of wheat. Umitzur devash asbieka, and in the midbar, he gave him water from the bear of Miriam, whose waters were sweeter than honey. Says Ibn Ezra. Mitzur devash asbieka. Right, all we had to do is go ahead and follow through, and therefore that's the mission for us. If we can go ahead and achieve it, all good things can happen. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. Everyone, have a fantastic, amazing day.